Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama. Well, actually, welcome back to Smooth Drama. And if you're a first timer, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We want to hear from you. So you can give us a call, 347-826-7435. That is the call in number. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to call, you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we take them all. Social media, if you're on Facebook and you're not watching videos and being watched by Facebook and anybody else who taps into that server, you can ask to join the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Mustache will add you. Once again, you can ask to jump to the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Shiny Mustache, will add you. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back. And we can talk a taste on it. As well as at the end of the show, we go to the Smooth Drama site at smoothdrama.com. And you can jump into the chat room and talk to us afterwards, if you so desire to talk to us. In the meantime, in between time, Miss Brown Sugar.
Yeah, sir.
See what Pornhub did? Just disrespect.
Before I answer that, I'd like to say happy belated birthday to you. I didn't get to say happy birthday to you on the air on Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. Yeah. Tuesday was interesting because it was the 700th show. I had to think about it. I thought about it on the air, but afterwards, I'm like, I've done 700 shows.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's
that really amazing. Is.
I got a lot of nothing to say.
Well, something keeps bringing you back, so.
Some keeps bringing me back. I guess it's Pornhub with this offer of $1 million for T.I.'s daughter to lose her virginity on camera.
That's crazy.
I'm just going to ask you. I mean, is that like the most disrespectful? I mean, it's disrespectful. At the same time, it's out there, and it's like you could cause a big rift in the family like that, especially if she like considers it.
Well, my thing is he kind of opened the door for that to be. You know, people don't realize that they kind of open doors for people to be disrespectful, and since we are living in times of disrespect. But people are disrespectful anyway. So, I mean, I think it is very disrespectful, but he opened the door by publicly, I mean, something that to me was private.
Very private.
He made it public. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, when kids say they started it, well, he started it.
Yeah. Yeah,
not to say that they aren't wrong for doing what they're doing, but
are they though?
You know,
I mean,
you know,
so
yes, I feel like there's yes and no, because why did he publicly need to say anything about that?
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, I thought you were saying that Pornhub was wrong.
Well, they are kind of wrong for saying that they pay her $1 million for that.
No, they put it out there in the air. I mean, because for them.
And I'm saying that, but, you know, nobody really. For what?
It's advertising.
Something that should have been, yeah, but something that should have been private should just stay private at this point.
Yeah, but, I mean, like you said, he opened the door, right? That's something
yeah.
that you probably should never, ever, 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 ever bring up. And he did. And
no.
so Pornhub sees the opportunity to throw their name out there. I mean, because once again, for a porn site, any way to differentiate ourselves and get free advertisement, I mean, because at the end of the day, it's free advertisement for them because we're talking about it and news outlets are talking about it and everything else. So for them, I don't have to pay anything out. I can just say this. And guess what? 1 million people, 2 million people are talking about it. It's on the brain. So if I can get 10% of those folks to come to the site, guess what? I've done my job.
True.
Which is what we're talking about here.
True.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it from that standpoint, then yeah.
Well, I mean, so.
I mean, if they're just trying to get, you know.
Yeah.
Their name out there even more or just trying to get a little publicity, then, you know, then yeah, they did their job. If, you know, if they're not really serious about it.
Well, yeah, you're getting eyeballs. I mean, because for them, if she accepts it, if she even talks about it, they even say no. They get another day worth of free advertising.
True.
So, for them, shit is
and
golden.
I'm sure he's going to bring it up because he's going to feel disrespected, so.
Yeah,
but,
well, hopefully somebody talks to him and say, hey, man, you just let this go.
Yeah.
Just let that ride.
Yep.
And
pretend like you never just.
No, go ahead.
I said just pretend like you never said it.
Yep, that's how you let it go away.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're talking about letting it go and letting it go away, we got to get into our dumbass of the week. Our dumbass of the week is special. All right, dumbass of the week involves your favorite chicken sandwich place, Popeyes.
Popeyes?
So,
okay.
Yeah, Popeyes. So apparently, no, it's not Popeyes itself. There's a white dude that was in Popeyes, and I'm not gonna say his words. I'm gonna let him say it. That was a white dude in Popeyes full of black folks. He was mad because Popeyes ran out of fries.
Oh, he wasn't even mad about the chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Well, he got his chicken sandwich, but he didn't have fries. So he went through that. Only thing is, though, because once again, he was a... He's in black neighborhood, right? So
I was
going
to say, he sounded like he made it out alive. Not even
not,
badly bruised.
So that was a video. See, and here's where finally, black folks got smart. They videoed him doing his dirt, right? But mm-hmm. they didn't put up the video of what happens next. See, because what happens next is he goes out there. He's like, get the fuck out of my way. It just, they followed him outside. And one of the brothers rolled up on him and said, who you calling the N-word? And then punched him in the face. You know where you at? And called him the N-word. You in my hood. And they kind of, as it described by witnesses, they threw him around a little bit, punched him, beat him up a little bit, and then Popeye's employee kind of attempts to break up the fight. I mean, it's not really a fight. It's a white dude getting just dessert. And he gets tossed.
He didn't get his fries, but he got just dessert. So.
Oh, and so they say, hey, apologize to me, which he, of course, does. And then they took his chicken sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
he
yeah.
He didn't get anything.
Oh, he got an ass whooping. He got an ass whooping that he earned. He campaigned real hard for that ass whooping. Real hard for that ass whooping, and he got it. So,
I would say, like you said, he got just desserts.
Yeah. And so, this brings me back to, I remember you talked about how. You talk to people who talked about the sandwich. And remember I said, hell no, I'm not ever going to eat mm-hmm. that sandwich. I'm like, mm-mm. I mean, because one, a brother got stabbed the other day behind that sandwich. Apparently, he tried to cut the line in Popeye's for that sandwich.
Wow.
Yep. And he got stabbed up for it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. These lines and folks is getting stabbed and killed and assaulted behind these sandwiches. No. I'm coming out and saying it. I'm coming out and saying it, and we're just, this is just the tip of the iceberg, because I did research on this. I did a little bit of research on this. There's a there's a whole report talking about fast foods and the percentages of meat that is in your meat. It was quite disturbing.
I don't want to know.
you kind of do. You kind of do.
I don't want to know. No,
yes.
I don't.
Yes, you do. Why don't you want to know?
No, because I just feel like, the way food is processed now anyway, I mean, everything from vegetable, everything, GMO, the way factories are not clean, they don't clean how they, you know, process things that I don't want to know.
All right. Well, I was going to say, if you're into beef, they said that some hamburgers have less than 2% beef in them.
I could see that.
Which is like, wow.
I mean, that's not really surprising to me, though. I mean, they've always, for fast food, they've always used, like, soy and other kind of byproducts anyway, so. I mean, it's, well, I'm not really surprised, but it is still, like, disturbing, and it's one of those things, like, what can we do about it?
Well, they said that Subway had less than 50% chicken.
Mm.
Yep. I'm like, we can't even get the whole chicken. We just getting 50% of the chicken. They did the DNA test. They said it was chicken and soy and some other stuff.
I was gonna say, what are the fillers?
Yeah, that is the question.
I mean, but they've been talking about it for years. It just gets worse and worse every year. In the 80s, they were talking about, it was just McDonald's then. They weren't even talking about anybody else but McDonald's.
Yeah, well,
and,
you know. They have caught up. But, you know, we ain't going to talk about that. We're gonna have some fun. This is Big Daddy Kane. Just rhyming with Biz.
Okay. Ready? Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, then you know what to do. You and the crew, got my man Molly Mall. Can't forget my man Lee Jones. I'm freaking fast in the house. Hey, you got Big Daddy Kane in the house.
Listen close. This is for your own concern. Let me show you.
lights, camera, action, a rap pro, do a show, good to go, also, cameo, afro, virgo, domino, Ivo, Rambo, gigolo, Romeo, Friday night, spend money on a hotel to get a good night's sleep, I'm keeping in step, now do I come off, yep.
Together you got smooth drummer,
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Big Daddy Kane, just rhyming with the biz. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So I'm going to ask you this question, Brown Sugar. You like snitching on yourself?
On my who?
Do you like snitching on yourself?
On myself?
On yourself.
I'm usually pretty private, so no.
I mean, I'm just saying, are you predisposed to snitching on yourself?
No, like I said, I'm pretty private, so no.
Well, you know, I was going to say, there's a new way, because I think people have voluntarily created new ways to snitch on themselves. I mean, because I've talked about the phones. You got Alexa. You got all these products where they, Cortana, everybody's in your house. You got all these devices listening. Hey, do this. Hey, do that. It's like your ass can't just do it for yourself. You're so lazy that you got to say this. You can't take time to even click no more. And so it's listening. Now they have the Alexa is in your Wi-Fi enabled grill.
Enabled what?
Yeah, you have a Wi-Fi grill that has Alexa in your grill. And I ain't talking about the grill for your teeth. I'm talking about, you know, just in case people in the South are listening, like, yo, I have Alexa in my mouth. My grill is off the chain, son. I just whisper and Alexa handle my business through my teeth. Nope, not your grill. Your grill. Your barbecue grill. This company, Traeger, they announced this week their 2019 Timberline Series grill, where Alexa can turn it on or shut down the grill when you're finished using it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah, Alexa's coming to a barbecue cookout near you, because you know it's going to be some folks that's going to be rolling with that, and guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alexa's
going to hear everything you're talking about.
Yeah. You at the grill talking with your peoples. Guess what? Your information will be admissible in court. So the conspiracy theorist in me is saying, so you have these listening devices everywhere now, right? And if you're one of them people who doesn't know how to disable it, well, guess what? It's there. It's prevalent. It's listening. You know, it's like when you click on something and you search for something on the net, and then all of a sudden you go into your social media and that stuff
is there. Yeah,
it's readily apparent. I mean, it's like they're listening, and it's not just for advertisement. I mean, it's like I said over and over again, these artists who are going to jail because of what they said in their songs, Don't think that your testimony that Alexa overheard won't be admissible in court. Because you voluntarily said it. It's going to happen. Folks don't even understand that it's going to happen, that it is happening. Because it's in the grill, and you know how black folks like the grill. Get a little tipsy.
I'm really surprised, I guess, that we're the target audience, though, for that. I mean, we're the target demographic.
Yeah. That's what I said. You know, watch it happen. Folks don't even see it. They don't even see it. But it's there, and it's going to happen. Yes, y'all just remember, I said this. 2019. Been talking about it forever. I mean, Facebook had the app and had that app malfunction that's happening right now, where Facebook or Instagram, because Facebook owns Instagram, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to keep saying it, where if you're looking at a video, your camera comes on. They say it's a
which
bug.
I'm not understanding that either.
Yeah.
And so what are they looking for?
It's a bug. I'm just in your stuff. I mean, so we're saying that's a bug, that it just happens. It was a mistake. We were trying to fix this, and this was an unfortunate byproduct of them trying to fix another problem. I get to spy on you. That's a computer program that was designed to do that. As a programmer, you know that. If you do this, it's a simple if statement. If this happens, this happens. Simple stuff. And what happens is, when you're looking at the video, your camera turns on, and if you don't know, like you're on your phone and you're not paying attention, your camera's on that whole time. You're watching videos, whatnot. So they say it's a Facebook iOS Apple thing, right? But I'm gonna guess that it probably happens anywhere. So let's say you're on YouTube. I'm watching you. I'm just gonna guess that it may or may not happen. I'm just throwing it out there. It could sound crazy. Because to a lot of folks, this stuff sounds crazy, overreaching. But the government has admitted to having storage facilities where they pretty much store all the information from the internet that they've gleaned. Also, because they have what they call spider crawlers that constantly search the web for information. That's what happens. They have crawlers that constantly search the internet for information. So they're constantly looking. They're not looking for anything specific, so they say, but they're looking nonetheless. These are regular computer programs. So, yeah. I mean, if y'all was interested in that kind of thing. But I just went where I shouldn't even go. I wanted to talk to you about your fast food and fast casual restaurant chain overall scorecards. Cause I just went off track on some conspiracy theory stuff when I'm just trying to ruin. Well, I'm probably not ruining appetites because people don't care.
And you're right about that.
Yeah, the companies that got A's overall Chipotle, Panera, KFC, and Chick-fil-A.
Chipotle and KFC, huh?
Yep.
Chipotle. I'm not really surprised about Chick-fil-A or Panera Bread, but Chipotle, they kind of crawled up out of that little mess they made.
Yeah. Subway got to be, but I'm guessing that's before they found, because what happens is when that, because it was a Canadian company that did a DNA test and found that 50% of their chicken was actually not chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It was soy and other meat stuffs. Whatever.
Byproducts. Fillers.
That stuff. Yeah. So, in that area where we as parents don't want our kids to bring home on their report card D's and F's, D plus goes to Domino's. I don't know what a D plus does.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder what that. Well, yeah. How do you do? Yeah.
Yeah. They got.
So does that
D
mean
plus.
That they're not clean? That their customer service isn't great? They're not prompt when delivering.
Well, how they're implementing.
They're doing a whole company overhaul.
Well, yeah, it's talking about how they have the antibiotics and their meat quality and the food product quality, the policies, the implementation, and the transparency. Mm. Pizza Hut. They got the D too. And for some people, they're going to be shocked by this. Olive Garden. And, yep, in the F category, Dairy Queen. And.
Oh, wow, I used to love Dairy Queen.
Yeah, well, Sonic. Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Wild.
Wow.
There's Arby's, Chili's, Panda Express, and that place that everybody is lining up for, and we just had our dumbass of the week and had some folks getting stabbed and beat up, Popeyes. They all got the F.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to know, because it was Olive Garden. I'd like to know why they're getting an F. These aren't like fantastic restaurants, but they're very popular family restaurants.
I mean, if you're trying to poison the people, I mean, I don't know. I got no better words than poison the people. You're putting in popular places. And so Popeyes, Panda Express, Chili's, Arby's, Little Caesars, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic, and Dairy Queen.
Hmm.
They all got the F.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Like Buffalo Wild Wings is very popular. Sonic is very popular.
Yeah, and so one of our chatters is saying, don't shout your ingredients to your secret barbecue sauce. One, in the Bay Area, y'all don't even have real barbecue. I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry. What y'all call barbecue would be out of business.
You mean in the Bay Area?
In the Midwest, in the South, they would be out of business. They would have been out of business. It's not barbecue. I'm sorry. It's just not.
So what is it?
It's something. It's chicken with some sauce on it.
I was going to say it's grilled meat with salt.
Yes. Pretty much. It's like flavored ketchup.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I don't see it. It just, yeah. No. I don't know how people do it. I just don't know how people do it. But hey, y'all like it. I don't love it. I'm putting it out there. And I'm hating. Yes, I know. I'm hating. I'm totally hating. But I got you.
Well, it's just not your preference. It's not your preference.
No, it's not. No, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just like, I'm gonna put this out here. Hate of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. It's not Airbnb who are haters. It's the people who are using Airbnb, like the renters, scamming folks.
Mm-hmm.
People in the Bay Area a couple of weeks ago had the mass shooting at the Airbnb Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
In the Renton.
Mm-hmm.
So now we had a Boston traveler who got hoodwinked. She rented an Airbnb situation in the middle of the New York City projects. It's in Manhattan. So she secured her booking, thinking she lucked up, got a decent price. You know, it was high rating space in Manhattan, and Manhattan is a higher end area in New York. Unfortunately for her,
uh-huh.
It was in the housing project, and it was one of those what do we call it? Subsidized housing.
Uh-huh.
So they're a dumbass because they're subletting their subsidized housing, which is illegal. And she, of course, got her money back from Airbnb. But the fact that you got folks that, I mean, it's a project. And so she said she went in there, smelled like gas. They had roach traps by the bed. She was like, nah. Because you know what happens is these folks, they put these pictures up that are quite lovely. But then you check out the spot. So as someone who recently moved, well, I won't say recently, but moved within the past year, some of these places that you can go look at to live in are hilarious. Because the pictures are like, you're like, wow, this looks good, till you actually get there. And
yeah.
Unfortunately for her,
well,
it's
staged.
Hmm?
You know, they it's staged. They bring in a company to furnish it and, you know, to decorate it the way, you know, they'd want it done to get the attention. And, you know.
Yeah, I don't.
You get caught up.
Yeah, you get caught up. I mean, it's terrifying, terrible at the same time, because you start talking about traveling. And, you know, supposedly the Airbnb is supposed to be, you know, it's more personable than a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And you get caught up like that. Because, yeah, I couldn't imagine, because that kind of situation, as someone who had looked at getting into the Airbnb when I was talking about going to New York for a comic book convention, and so I've been projects that wouldn't have worked out.
No, not at all.
That would have been kind of terrible. Charles Barkley, terrible. Like, no. That shit.
Yeah, you know, what you see isn't always what you get.
Yeah. That would be one of the truest statements ever.
Yeah, no matter how much you ask for it. So, you know, you ask for transparency and honesty. And but, you know, everybody's out to get a dollar, too, so.
Yeah,
you know, because you brought up the whole arenda thing, and the sad thing about that is the renters lied about what they were having there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's always going to be crazy on both sides. It's just when people can be harmed. It's like you're not caring, but you're not going to win in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
exactly
how you do it, because you know you can't win in that, because you get caught. That's kind of it. And so now this person who's subletting, now you're going to lose your subsidized housing, which a lot of people. I mean, I wish I could get subsidized housing, but
all right.
Pay like $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
Mm-hmm.
The craziness that is. The craziness that is.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to take a break here. This is Common B. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, yeah, today was another interesting day. Yes, we just go right into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, another school shooting. It's another one. I mean, I could
and
go
another.
In. Yeah, it was a school in Southern California. And it was funny. I mean, I don't even care to talk about where it was. And all none of that stuff's important. It's like it's another school shooting. And the bad part, I guess if there's an even worse part, it was the kid's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The 16-year-old decided to come up to school and shoot people. A couple people died, a few other folks injured. He shot himself in the head.
And he's still alive, but in critical or grave condition.
Yeah. It's another school shooting. And the funny thing is, your Vice President Pence, you know, he's like, yeah, we're gonna end school shooting. I'm like, yeah. How do you end school shooting? So my suggestions aren't feasible. I mean, because I'm saying you would probably lock up every young white male that where we can knock off 99.99% chances of school shootings. You know that's
no,
not.
I don't know. No.
And then they're talking about, yeah, we're going to do better background checks, but they keep forgetting the guns belong to the people who pass the background checks. And then their crazy ass kids go in and get their guns and go to the school and shoot. I mean, that's what it is. It's kind of weird. We talk about this gun. We can't have gun control because you don't want the government to roll up on citizens and infringe on their rights. I mean, that sounds.
Yeah, that's just something I don't understand. I don't even have an opinion as far as like gun control and kids and how they get guns. And like, we have all these things happening now with restorative justice, community circles. There's 100 things that kids have, you know, and nobody ever like pulls the kids out that need the things, that needs the community, that needs the resources. So I don't.
Well,
it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's something that once again, gun control can only happen two ways, and I don't think we're quite there yet. I mean, one, as most comedians, and I've said it for years, gun control happens when black folks sign up in mass for guns. It's recorded that a multitude of black folks have bought guns. Then you'll have gun control. They'll pass that shit like the next week. It's sort of like,
I agree with that. I really do. I think we should be anyway, just in general terms. But I find it funny that we don't, but at the same time, we don't because this doesn't affect us. This doesn't happen in our schools.
Well, I don't think it's a school. It's not necessarily a school issue. I mean, because we shoot each other outside. Yeah, we shoot each other outside
the school. That's what I'm saying. But this, we don't bring it to the school.
No, it's because school is a quote unquote safe haven. A lot of kids. I mean, there's a lot of kids who, you know, if you're what's poor here in the United States, you get free lunch, breakfast, and you get a little bit peace of mind. You know, school is so if you're going through it and you got dysfunctional household,
yeah,
school,
yeah,
because
that
place.
Might be where you get to eat, and that might be where you get to like not think about what's going on at home, and that's what I'm saying though. For us, this hasn't hit us the same way it's hit the other communities, so we don't feel like the urgency to go out and get guns.
Well, I mean,
if we want gun control.
Their urgency to get guns is because because most of them will say that it's because of the government, but most of them get guns because they're the threat of black folks. It's still that underlying thing, the threat of black folks running in their spot. It's like, but unless you live in a black neighborhood, they're probably not coming to your neighborhood, breaking to your house. It's rare, because kind of stand out, because we don't live in your neighborhood. So traveling to the white neighborhood to rob it, case it, rob it, we know that they're going to call the police. And you're more than likely going to get shot at or killed. Because that's just
true.
What happens.
Well, what do you think would make black people start arming ourselves? Legit arming ourselves, like for protection. And,
well,
you know, if we talk about a race war, we don't talk about it, but, you know, people talk about it off and on throughout the years, so just for us to have protection.
Well, I think what would spur that on is one, we can talk about knowledge itself and black folks getting tired of being shot at, being unjustly picked off. And having something to protect. Most black folks don't look at themselves in the mirror and see something of value. I mean, we don't espouse value upon ourselves. I mean, it's one of the hallmarks of white supremacy, colonialism, imperialism. I mean, you're looking through the eyes, through the magnifying lens of your oppressors. And so pretty much everything you do is acted out. It's almost like you're a marionette. It's the puppet show. And so now you're that self-aware puppet. You're Pinocchio. And so you done came to life and you act that your master's, former master, whichever one you want to call it, your oppressor, you act that out. And so until we can look in the mirror and see value, because we still got way too many people who are I just want to see 21. They don't plan to live life. I mean, black folks not living life, we're surviving.
True.
And there's a difference. You know, surviving. It's about survival instead of living. We're not enjoying life like we should. You know, the whole
True.
Vacation, taking time, mental health. We call them mental health days, where we're not just, hey, I'm just enjoying myself. We don't do mm-hmm. enough. We don't have enough enjoyment. And so that's why we couldn't think about arming ourselves, because it's a mental process. And you don't have that mental capacity to think of yourself as worth protecting. You're not mm-hmm. gonna protect yourself. I mean, quite honestly, we don't have young men who want to protect the women. You know, we talk about all these different scenarios where it's about that wild, and now we have the androgynous movement where gender, what? Why are we talking about gender? You know, like gender is not important, right? This is what we say. Gender is not important, but it is important when we talk about protecting. I mean, because we know there have been a plethora of incidents in the history of this country, in particular, where protecting the white woman. Whole communities have been raised and destroyed in protecting the honor, even though it's a lie.
Yeah.
They've been lies. We don't raise communities to protect the black woman.
No, we don't.
You know, we
it's
might
never scream. Even talked about.
Yeah, so when the sister got the last time, like, we probably can say the last time somebody rode for, I'm trying to think, rode for a black woman, like really rode for a black woman. I saw a video, ironically, on Facebook, where white dude was berating a black woman, pregnant black woman at that, just trying to get to her car.
Mm-hmm.
And brother saw it, stopped, walked over, was like, hey, what you doing? He's like, it's none of your business. It's my business now. And, you know, he tried to take a tone. Brother stepped to him, said, hey, you act too tough. Might get knocked out. And he realized, oh damn, it ain't a pregnant woman, it's a man protecting somebody that he don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. I mean, because you see it, you step to it. I thought it was one of the greatest things that I saw on video. Saw it earlier this year. That
mm-hmm.
But as far as something where you protected the woman, like when the sister got killed, got hung in jail, I didn't see no
mm-hmm.
gangsters talking about riding in Texas.
No. People were outraged on social media.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's kind of the point. The outrage is on social media. Nobody was riding for the sister. You know, hey, that was wrong. I'm not advocating violence.
Well, they were, you know.
Yeah, I'm not advocating violence, but I'm just saying that if somebody would have gotten to a fight in the name of the sister, probably have been a good thing.
Well, I just think you talk about our oppressor. I think that's just one of another many ways that they controlled us, because it was instilled in us to look the other way. Because if you didn't want it done, if you didn't want to be next.
All right, well.
Then you better go, you better mind your business.
So, last words for Miss Brown Sugar. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.